Okay, Shavua Tov, everybody. So Rishon of Vayeshev brings us into the world of Yaakov, and when you get into the world of Yaakov, you immediately go into the world of Yosef. The depth of the bond between Yaakov and Yosef is something that is reflective of the Vayochu Shneim Yachdov of Avram and Yitzchak. And in some particular respects, it even transcends that because of the absence of Rachel. The intensity, the depth, the profundity of the love between Yaakov and Rachel, so all of that got transferred onto Yosef, and that was even, you know, before she passed away, there were indications of this. Vayi kasher yalda Rachel as Yosef, vayomer Lavan shalcheni ve'ocha mekami le'artzi, that Yaakov, you know, really saw Yosef as his heir from the very beginning, with all of the problems that that generated, the Ksonis Pasim, right, Keneged, Pasim, Keneged, all of the Tsaros, the Potifar, the Yishmaelim, the Midyanim, the Socharim, right, it was a problem. There's a reason the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Yud says, you know, Bishvil, you know, Shnei Slay Milas, Yardu Avosein L'Mitzrayim, this Galgil Adavar, the Rambam Paskins, that Halacha of Olam Yakir La'adam Bein Bin Abanim, and Hilchos Nachalos, it was a mistake, but we have to understand it in the context of the relationship of Ayubinav Kemi Machadim Babasos, an extension of Rachel. And all of that, of course, is, you know, multiplied many times over. Mesa Alai Rachel, Beretz Kanan Baderech, Beod Kivrasaretz Lavo Efrasa, the tragic circumstances of Rachel Imenu's death create an even greater intensity. You know, the story, Nizgalgil Hadavar, you know, is all really rooted. Ela toldos Yaakov, Yosef, ben Shvas Reishana, haya roes echav batzon. Yaakov, kol atzmo shel Yaakov, lo avar ela bishvil Yosef, there's really, you know, his connection with Rachel is about the v'hayu levasar echad, that which came forth. And, you know, that probably would have been true no matter what, that there would have been a very special attachment. My argument here is if you go back to Vayetze, you know, to Parshios, you see that as soon as Yosef is born, Yaakov reassesses his entire situation and says, I have to leave Haran. It would take him another 6 years from there, v'sheishanim b'tzonecha, but the point is that you see, even before he would really get to know Yosef, he felt that way. Certainly after the passing of Rachel, there's a greater intensity, but the makib apathis here is kiven zikunim hulo, right? The Targum Munklis, but bar chakim, Rashi picking up on that, right? All of the chachma of Shem Va'ever, the Ramban with a slightly different angle, but, you know, again, all pulling in the same direction, that the ben zikunim is the mishares, and the Ramban himself quotes Targum Munklis that, you know, Yaakov and Yosef were, you know, kavayachol, bechavrusa, Yaakov and Yosef were always around each other, lo yiparid me aviv. You know, as the Ramban details it, he was completely dedicated. And we'll get to that in the next aliyah. Vayomer hineni, lechna rei eshlom achecha veshlom hatzon vashiveni davar. So the makom epatish is that the actual relationship which emerges is as good, if not better, than anything that Yaakov could have imagined. And that is because of Yosef's extraordinary talents. There is no figure in Tanakh, the possible exception of Shlomo HaMelech, but even there, you know, it's arguable. There is no figure in Tanakh who we could say definitively is more talented than Yosef. Yosef is an absolute genius. Everything he does turns to gold, both because of Vayi Hashem es Yosef, but also because of Yosef's innate ability. He is the Bar Chakim, Mishichmo Vamala, and, you know, his organizational abilities, his administrative abilities, his Chachma, his vision, it's all, you know, incredibly impressive. And that, of course, you know, puts the already predisposed Yaakov, because of the relationship with Rachel, because of the tragedy of Rachel's passing, so the transmutation of those emotions onto Yosef. So that, of course, is the Makib Epatish, and, you know, Vayikanu Vo'echav, Vayosifu Oso, Vayosifu Odsano Oso, Vayachlu Dabru L'Shalom. And again, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud, the Rambam in Hilchos Nachlos, we know that it wasn't right, but you have to understand, we shouldn't judge Chalila Yaakov's, you know, emotional reaction to this. It's always difficult for parents to truly be even-handed. Parents have natural connections with particular children, and especially when there are tragedies that are involved, and especially when there are, you know, uniquely talented children. It's absolutely critical that they are, in the end, even-handed, that they shouldn't be makir bein ben abanim. But in any event, it was very hard to deal with Yosef, and, you know, nobody could really judge that. And Yosef's extraordinary and exceptional talent made it all the more difficult. There's just one final hayara, you know, that I was thinking about, especially this year, in terms of who Yosef is and how Yaakov responds to that. You know, the pasuk, the ben zakunim, is obviously the linchpin expression. V'Yisrael havas Yosef b'kol vanav. It could have said ki ben zakunim hu. Again, with all the questions that raises in terms of Binyamin, whether you want to say Binyamin was too young to have really formed the relationship, whether you want to say Binyamin inexorably brought about the tragic associations with the death of Rachel. But kiven zikunim hu would have been enough. But I think there's one extra word in the Torah that sort of tells the story. Kiven zikunim hu, lo. That proprietary sense, that sense of brak radavua, of the hemshech, of Yaakov seeing so much of himself and Yosef, kol mashi ira li Yaakov, ira li Yosef, right? Everything that Yaakov experienced would become the story of Yosef's life. V'aviv shamares hadavar. Even when outwardly, you know, he projected kas, the truth of the matter is that he was just, you know, mechaka mitzape lavo, his total faith in Yosef. But that it was that deep attachment, not ven zikunim hu, that would have been the objective, bar chakim hu, or he was the misharis, or he was the child of the old age, but ki ven zikunim hu, lo, that Yaakov felt that Yosef was the one who was truly his. And again, that goes back very deep into the beginning, Vahi Kasher Yalda Rachel Es Yosef Hayomer Lavan Shalcheni Ve'alcham El Komi La'artzi, the deep bond that was generated between Yaakov and Yosef, you know, and that of course only multiplies the tsar that Yaakov will experience, of course, in the events that follow.